Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast for June 2021. This is Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrologist, and I'm very excited about this month because it resonates to a master number, as you'll find out in a minute. So what we do is we're going to look at the full moon and new moon for June, and prior to that, we're going to dive into the universal month number, and then, of course, we go into the star code forecast in detail for every day in June. June is a special month in 2021 because it resonates to 11, which is, of course, the master number of the psychic master, the present moment awareness, double new beginnings. So a lot of beginnings are in play during the month of June. And it's interesting because not only do the eclipses begin on May 26th and June 10th, but we also have Mercury retrograde. So there's a lot of differing energy in play. And that will account for this Mercury retrograde being a little bit different than others because there is so much new beginnings energy. There's a Gemini new moon eclipse, which Mercury rules on the 10th, which is a one. We have, 10 reduces to 1, 10th of June. And then we have June being an 11 month, which is double new beginnings. So there's a lot of forward momentum and movement. And the sun has already entered Gemini. So we feel the new beginnings energy and the fast moving energy of that sign already in play. So the number 11 represents not only double new beginnings, the psychic master, but also illumination and developing and trusting your intuition. So walking through that 11 gateway is precisely to not get caught up in the past or the future and be so present that you just feel at peace and you feel the courage to just deal with what is real, what is in front of you at that moment. So this month will be very much about seeing every moment as an opportunity to be who you want to be. And that, of course, requires you to live more simply, not to think so much except for practical planning purposes, and really experience life to the fullest. So walking through that 11 gateway, it's a literal gateway, and it brings on an exciting, stimulating period. So this is a cycle where you will be making quick decisions due to events that just require immediate action. And so another thing that can happen in June is you may take a new class, perfect a skill. 11 is about your intuition. So developing your intuitive abilities is very much going to be part of your professional and personal life. And also, the double one is super creative. People who have 11s in their chart just receive a lot of intuitive information that can be translated into being an incredible creator. So it's a great time to go see cultural events, to, if you can, things are opening up a lot more now. Go to concerts, go to the theater, whatever the case may be, just to enjoy being creative or being immersed in that creative energy through others. And so we are now in a master number period in June, which means we are mastering, we are growing fast. It's a testing period. Every master number holds you very much accountable for the gifts that you have. So it's a tremendous opportunity to accomplish a lot. And master number cycles are just a great chance to accomplish those changes, especially with the number 11, that propel you into a new period, a new era in your life. So the first lunation that we have in June is the second eclipse of this particular eclipse season, the solar eclipse in Gemini. Solar eclipses are new moon eclipses, and this happens on June 10th at 11:52 a.m. Universal Time, which translates to 6:52 a.m. Eastern and 3:52 a.m. Pacific time in the Americas. So, okay, this is a powerful number. The number 10 is all about instant manifestation, love and light, the Wheel of Fortune. So you are very much feeling with this new moon in the number 10, this eclipse, that there is a sense of something moving in a new direction. And the sun and moon will be at 19 degrees on top of that. 19 reduces to 10 and 1. So there's this sense, again, of the one energy and the manifestation energy. So there's a lot of opportunity in the months and the weeks following this eclipse to move forward on a new path, whether it is in your career, taking a new direction, creating a new project, or personally. It could be a move. It could be so many things that just allow you to find a new lease on life as a result of this eclipse. Now, the moon and sun are conjunct Mercury retrograde. And so you will be very much looking at how you think about things and reflecting on matters that are emotional. Spirituality and love come together in this connection, and you basically are interested in the mysterious. You're taking your intuition with the retrograde to another level, going very deeply within, using your imagination, expressing yourself and communicating with incredible patience and tenderness, and you are just more conscious in every way with Mercury conjunct the sun and moon. Mercury's at 20 degrees in Gemini while the sun and moon are at 19 degrees. So it's a very, very close conjunction. And then we have a triple square from the sun, moon, and Mercury, which are in a stellium, to Neptune. And this is also extremely tied in to our growth, our tremendous growth, as we move out of illusion and get so sensitive that we then start intuiting and even questioning what it is we were believing. Our perception is just so strong. And what this will ask you to do during this new moon for a couple days is to get more rest if you can, to listen to beautiful music, to focus on the mystical, and also to know that you are very impressionable and that it's time to just take a time out. If you could take like a long 4-day weekend, that would be helpful. But in any case, no matter what it is you're doing, your inner voice, your intuition is super active, and you need to hold the space for that silence and serenity. So the creativity and imagination is also really heightened. So those are the ways to move out of feeling not necessarily connected, right? This can go into dreamland. This can go into illusion on the shadow side. So getting enough rest and turning to your ethereal, mystical side and surrounding yourself with beauty and making sure you are gentle with yourself and others is going to be very important. And the sun and moon are also creating a trine to Saturn, and it is a wide trine. Saturn's at 13 degrees in Aquarius and Sun and Moon are at 19 degrees, but it still is a trine. So this actually settles the energy and grounds the energy, which is always wonderful how the cosmos brings the balance into our life. So as we're dealing with the Neptune square, we're also being supported by the Saturn trine. and that will level things. It will bring commitment. It actually helps with getting things done. If you happen to have, over the course of that week, an important event or project, it's a great time to clear out closets and take responsibility. And you just have the patience. You have the ability to pay close attention to details. And anytime Saturn's involved, you're laying down the groundwork for something that's longer lasting. So whatever you focus on will leave a long-term impact. Okay. There also is a square from Venus to Chiron, and that brings healing. There's something shifting in your heart, opening up to love more freely. The square always brings a point of action. So we're touching upon the subject with Venus and Neptune, always of having beauty, having love, having a sense of abundance in your life and in your relationships. And with Chiron, looking at that, those relationships are healthy. Then we have Mars opposite Pluto. Mars and Pluto, of course, are the co-rulers of Scorpio, Mars being the original ruler, Pluto the modern ruler. Mars fires you up with goal-directed energy, and Pluto is very much about leadership and purging so you can make room. So there's a lot of inner tension here with the opposition that wants to bring those two planets into balance. So you're going to, if you have any creative project that you want to manifest, or there's physical movement, you can, you know, this is fantastic for going out, and especially, you know, if you can get outdoors in nature to move your body. It's also great for any business endeavor. This is how you channel this very potent energy. You want to focus on achievements of your goals. Venus is sextile Uranus as well, and Saturn is sextile Chiron, and these just bring a lot of just the energy of being able to feel good, feel positive about the shifts that are taking place, right? They're settling you into a highly creative place regarding Venus. Sextile Uranus is a very inspiring energy, and it needs to be channeled into your imagination, into exploration. Be open to explore a shift as you're also generating greater financial flow with Venus. And with Saturn sextile Chiron, you just feel very good and very secure. So that is the first lunation in eclipse. And then the second one happens in Capricorn. It's a full moon in Capricorn with the sun in Cancer, of course, opposite the moon in Capricorn. And they will be at 3 degrees. It happens at 7:40 p.m. That's universal time. So that translates to 2:40 p.m. Eastern and 11:40 a.m. in Pacific time. So, yeah, this is a powerful one because we have three oppositions: Venus opposite Pluto, Mars opposite Saturn, and Moon opposite Sun. And so when we have this many oppositions, the forecast is very much about balance. So if you feel yourself getting out of balance in any way, just know that this is a time to, you know, to merge with joy, what makes you feel joyful. And the reason I say that is there's a gorgeous triangle with Jupiter. The sun and moon and Jupiter are almost at the same degree number, and Jupiter's in Pisces, which is the original sign Jupiter ruled. Feel it loves Pisces. And so there's this gorgeous opportunity to allow joy and happiness to take you out of any kind of tension that you may feel. So that tension is defined as intimate relationships coming to the forefront, Venus opposite Pluto. If you're not valued, you may likely attract people during this time who don't value you. So you need to really observe what you feel, whether you're fearful or whether you feel unloved, and work with that energy. In healthy relationships, this is generating tremendous magnetism and attraction, Venus opposite Pluto. So if you meet someone, you will feel like it's, instant attraction. This is a super creative opposition as well, and it allows you to uncover just the mystical secrets, to really utilize your intuitive abilities and your highly active imagination. Mars opposite Saturn, this is very much about your responsibilities and an activation of those. So to be patient, but also to move ahead. Now, Mars is energy, Saturn is work and restriction. So you may feel a little bit weaker energetically and even emotionally. So again, great time for a timeout during this full moon. It happens on a Thursday, so again, 4-day weekend if you can. But at least if situations get heated, Mars can, of course, get heated up. You want to release that tension when you're alone rather than direct it at others. And it's just an important time to stay in control of your emotions. How do you use this energy? Well, Mars, Saturn, very productive. This is connected to your career as well. But in any case, stay centered, breathe, be poised. You can literally persevere and move through challenges in a big way and take ownership. And a beautiful trine to Mars is with Chiron. So we have this healing activation. This activation of heart-centered courage with Mars and Chiron and embracing your inner sacred warrior. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff with these two lunations. It certainly is a big month with the 11 being activated in June. So now it's time for us to look at the vibrational frequency, the planetary frequency of every day in June.